Greetings, friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we, this is the third shiur. We're learning the sugi of Shomer Shemoser LeShomer, one of the most exciting sugis in Shas. And we had already two shiurim, Siyata Deshmaya. This is the third in our series. And this is again based in the Torah of Agon Rav Nasan. And in the previous shiur, we asked a whole series of questions on the Rambam. And now what we're going to do is we are going to try to get a mahalach in the sugya, see some light, and we will begin with Tosfos. Tosfos, the Bar Mascha Rav Omar Potter, Tosfos asks, that on Rav who said Shomer Shemoser LeShomer is Pater. Vim Taimar Valotnan Perakimel de Gitten, Im Omar Tol Himena Chofetz Ploni, Lo Yishalchenu Biyad Acher. If you're going to ask me the following kasha, we learn in Gitten on page 29a that if somebody brings a get in Eretz Yisrael and he gets sick, he can give his get to someone else. In other words, you have a shliach who is bringing this get and he gets sick. So what is he going to do with the get? So what he does is he gives it to another shliach. Dafkin Eretz Yisrael, in Chutzlot you have to say Fanenechta. But in Eretz Yisrael, you can just give it to someone else. V'mamar lo toli heimena chefetz ploni, the Baal says to the shliach, give her the get and take from her a certain object that belongs to me. Lo yishalchena b'yad acher, shein ratzon shepikdona b'yad acher. Then he shouldn't send the get with someone else, because the husband doesn't want that his pikadon should be in someone else's hands. So how can Rav say Shomer Shemoser LeShomer is Pater? I hear we see Lo Yishalchenu Biyad Acher, because if there's an object he wants to take from this woman, then he shouldn't send the get with someone else and take the object, because he doesn't want his object to be in someone else's hands. Here also Shomer Shemoser LeShomer doesn't want the object to be in someone else's hands. V'yishleimar the afal gav d'aser lafkita biyad acher mikom mikom b'shvil kach einu chayav lefroa. So we could say that Rav is moide that you're not allowed to give the pikadon to someone else. Nevertheless, Rav holds that it's not enough to be mechayiv money. Ve'nachinami, there's definitely a vort of ein ritzoni shepikdona biyad acher. That's not enough to be mechayiv. Ad kan midivrei kacho. Shalatosis. Uvagilyan Ashas. Tsiyain. The Yerushalmi Gitten Sham. The Gilyan Ashas already notes the Yerushalmi that was all made on this Nakuda. Rav holds Pater. Why Pater? Tsiyain Gitten Sham is now to be Moser Lasham. Be'emes. Kvarheir Bezeh. Bechidushi Arashba Sham. The Rashba already notes before the Gilyan Ashas that there's a Yerushalmi about this, and he brings in the Yerushalmi that our Mishnah in Chavtes that says Lo Yishalchenu Biyad Acher is Kishitas Rabbi Yechanan Shomer Shemoser LeShomer is Chayv. Rav is that Shomer Shemoser LeShomer is Pater, and he can't say Ein Ratzono Shepikdona Biyad Acher, holds that beget shiny. Why? Shemishum Tanai Git Naguba the behafkode de baal talya milsa. Ayin sham in the Rashba, and we'll explain that there are two drachin to be miyashev divrei Rav, in order that the Mishnah and Gittin should not pose a problem for him. Tosis writes that Rav is mode, that the Bailum can say in b'tzonat shebek don't be ad acher, So why by get lo yishchenu biyad acher lechatchila? But that's not enough to be mechayiv mamon. And the Rashba writes that l'rav ein yochel lomer klal ein ritzono shepiktani biyad acher. Rav holds the Bailam has no right to say at all, I don't want my pikadon be in someone else's hands. This beget, lo yishchenu biyad acher, mishum tanai beget. Let's see the Yerushalmi inside. Yerushalmi says, "Mpnei shechala halo chala lo." That it says in the Mishnah, maybe you get Beretz Yisrael b'chala, he's allowed to make another shliach. That's dafka b'chala onenas. But if lo chala onenas, he shouldn't send it b'yad acher. And the Gemara says, "Les hada pliga Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon are mishamish mersel l'shem mechayiv." It's lashon nichusa. That it says in the Sefer of the Mishnah, if he says tolim enachayv, it's lo shechana b'yad acher. That's like Rabbi Yochanan who holds that Shomer Shemoser L'Shomer, the Rishon is Chayev. He's responsible because the Bailam don't want their Chayev in someone else's hands. So, this would stim well the fact that if he doesn't get sick, he shouldn't be Mishalech B'Yad Acher, it's like Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan says that you shouldn't have. If Shomer wants, if a mafkid wants his hands in the hands of one Shomer, shouldn't put it in the hands of another Shomer. Therefore, the shliach shouldn't make another shliach to take this chayfetz. The Gemara says, Rabbi Bab, right? Rabbi Chia, mishum tanai gittin. So he's a tanai gittin. What does that mean? So that means he argues and he holds that the Mishnah can be even according to the man there, Shomer Shmasel Shomer Patr, can even be according to Rav. And mishum tanai gittin means because the Baal made a tanai meikara, the dafka the shliach should take the chayfetz. And he gives it to another shliach, then the tanai wasn't miskayim, and ad kedei kach, the get is bottle. So it wasn't miskayim the tanai. So here he made an explicit tanai. So shemesh moser l'shomer is putter, but here he made a specific tanai. And then the gemara says, my nafik mi beinehon. What's an afkamina? Ki yedem abal v'notla. In temeshim tanai git niyos. In temeshim tzenu shepukdenu yacher. In pukdenu biyad acher. Afkamina is kishakodem abal, when the Baal went first, and he takes the object. If it's al tanai gittin, that the kapeda of the Baal is dafta, the shliach rishon should take it from the hand of the woman, even if the husband himself takes it, since the shliach doesn't take it, so the tanai is miskayim and the get is bottle. But in tamer she rishonah she pikdona biyad acher. But if it's vort that you don't want your pikdona to be in someone else's hands, harein pikdona biyad acher. It's not in someone else's hands. The Baal took it. And that's the Yerushalmi. We're zochot to learn a Yerushalmi. Baruch Hashem. So again, it could be Miyashev Rav from the Mishnah Gittin, that either you can say like Tosis, that Rav says, Enechanami lechatchila, Shomer shouldn't be Moser l'Shomer. But if he did, he doesn't have to pay. And the second way is, like the Rashba, that this is a special Tanai that he made, the get, so it's Dafka in that case. But normally, Shomer Shemoser l'Shomer, in other words, you can't say in Ritzoni Shepikdoni Biyad Acher. But by get, you can. Because there he made a specific Tanai. Normally, if he doesn't make a Tanai, then there's no Tain of Ein Ritzoni Shepikdoni Biyad Acher, but by get, he made a Tanai. So those are the two ways that we can be Miyashev Rav with the Yerushalmi. So now we can say as follows. Rabbi Varavu argue in our sugya, and the reason of Rabbi Yochanan, Shomer Shemoser L'Shomer is Chayiv. Abaye says he's Chayiv because Ein Ritzono Shepikdoni Biyad Acher. And according to Rav, he's Chayiv because I don't believe Yenim with the Shvu, I only believe you with the Shvu, I don't believe the other guy. So their machloka says, and how to understand the Mishnah and Gitna. Abaye holds like the parish of Tosfos. At that it says, in Gitni Mamar Tolei Menachef It's Ploni. Lo Yishalchena Biyad Acher, the reason is, because Yochalom Ein Ritzono Shepikdoni Biyad Acher. I don't want my pikudim to be in someone else's hands. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Shomer Shemoseh L'Shomer Chayiv. And Ravu holds that even though it's also to be mafkid in the hands of someone else, nevertheless he doesn't have to pay. So that's Abaye's shita. Abaye is learning that it's Ein Rishoni Shepikdoni B'Yad Acher. And that it says over there in the Mishnah, that the shliach, shouldn't appoint another shliach? That means that's talking about lechatchila, he shouldn't. So according to Abaye, that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. Rabbi Yochanan holds Shomer Shemoseh L'Shomer Chayiv, because like we see in the Mishnah and Gittin, that Tolei Menach Chayvetz Ploni Yoshalchena B'Yad Acher. If he says to him specifically, take a chayvetz, he shouldn't send it in with someone else's hands. And the reason is because he can say, "Ratzon Hashepik Don't Be Ad Acher," and therefore Yochanan says, "Shomer Shemoseh L'Shomer Chayiv." And Rabbi holds that even though it's Aser, nevertheless it's not Mechayiv him to pay. So that's all in the world of Abaye. And Rabbi holds no, like the Rashba and the Yerushalmi. That it says in Gittin, "Lo Yochanan Be Ad Acher," it's not because he can say, "Ratzon Hashepik Don't Be Ad Acher," because Bemis he has no right to say this. And that by beget, lo yishchana b'yad acher, get is different because there the baal is specifically makbid. But generally, you have no tain of ein b'tzon shepik don't b'yad acher. And therefore, you can't say pshanim reb yechon and shem shemosel shem rechayiv because ein b'tzon shepik don't b'yad acher, because we don't hold to this svara at all. It's only a svara by get. In other words, if you go in the mahalach of the Yerushalmi, Reb Yochanan holds that when can you say ein b'tzon shepik don't b'yad acher dafka by get? Because by get, it's totally in the Baal's Hakpada. By get, the Baal is specifically Makbid. But there's no Svara of Ein Ratzon Shepik Don't Be Ad Acher. In other words, that the Gemara says, and the Yerushalmi says, Les Adab Pligah Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Rama Shomer Shemoseh L'Shomer Chayiv. In the meantime, the Mishnah works with Rabbi Yochanan. You're not allowed to send the Shliach because Ein Ratzon Shepik Don't Be Ad Acher, Shem Shemoseh L'Shomer Chayiv. Then Rabbi Ba says, then Rabbi Chiya, no. Mishum Tanai Gittin. Not only can we be Yashiv this with Rav, that Shem Shemoseh L'Shomer is Pater, but you can even say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no Taina of Ein Ratzon Shepik Don't Be Ad Acher. You can only say this svara when it comes to Gittin. But normally you can't say this svara. In other words, this is what the Gemara says. Rabbi Bob, Rabbi Reb Chiya, Mishum Tanai Gittin. It's not only answering up Rav. Why Rav would say that you can't send someone else, the Shliach can't send someone else to get the get. But it would even be according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan also holds that here, because of Tanai Gittin. That's what the Baal specifically wants. The Baal specifically wants that this guy should take the chayfetz and not someone else. But normally, Shomer should be allowed to be Moser L'Shomer. There's no Svar of Ein Ratzon Shepik Don't Be Ad Acher. So why then does Rabbi Yochanan say Shomer Shemoser L'Shomer Chayiv? The answer is, because he's not believed with a shvua. Heichlo mehimnali b'shvua. There's no svar of Ein Ratzon Shepik Don't Be Ad Acher, but just because I don't believe the other guy with a shvua, that's why. Shomer Shemoseh L'Shomer is chayiv. Not because of Ein Ratzon Shepik Don't Be Ad Acher, but because I don't believe the other guy's shvua. So originally we explained it that this is Miyashev Rav, the Mishum Tanai Gittin. But the truth is, you can even say that according to Rabbi Yochanan. The husband has made a specific Tanai, so Mimela, then we say in Rishon Hashem Bikdan Rabbi Acher, but without that, we don't say such a Svar. So why then is Rabbi Yochanan Mechayev Shomer Shemasir L'Shomer? Because he doesn't believe the other guy with a Shvuah. He only believes the guy he gave, the Shomer he gave it to with the Shvuah, but he doesn't believe the other guy with the Shvuah. So it could be that's the machlokas between Abai and Rava. Abai says, L'chai mishim shein rasoni shepik doni biyad acher. That's like Tosfos, who says that everybody holds to this svara. Just according to Rabbi Yochanan, Zechiv of Tashlum, according to Rabbi Zechiv of Tashlum, and Rav who holds that it's because of, I believe you are the Shvuah, not him, I believe you, I gave it to the Shvuah, not the other guy. It's like the Yerushalmi. That it says in Gittin, Loi Shachenu Biyad Acher, it's not because Ein Ritzonu Shepik Doni Biyad Acher, but because it's a Tanai Gittin. Here he made a specific Tanai, but normally you're allowed to give your Bekotin to someone else, and the Bailam has no right to say in Ritzonu Shepik Doni Biyad Acher. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say Chayiv? Because he only believed you with the Shvuah, I don't believe him with the Shvuah. However, in our Gemara in Gittin Chav Tes, it says on the Mishnah, Imam told me a Menachev it's Ploni. Lo Shechana Biyad Acher. Shein Ritzonu Shepik Doni Biyad Acher. I'm Reish Lakish. Right, that's the language of the Mishnah. Shein Ritzonu Shepik Doni Biyad Acher. So in this, I'm Reish Lakish. Kan Shana Rebbe, Yein Ashol Rashay Lahashil, Vein Asoch Rashay Lahaskir. A Shoel can lend it to someone else. A Socher can rent it out to someone else. And Rabbi Yechanan says, Zu Afilu Tanoka Shebeis Rabim Yodin. This is known even by Kleine Kinderlach. What Chiddush are you telling me over here? Even kids know this. Ein Asho Rosho Lahashka Ven Asoch Rosho Lahashka Ein Shem in the Gemara. So we see that according to the Bavli, the reason of the Mishnah is not mitzad get, it's a general din. You could say in Ritzonu Shepik Doni Biyad Acher. And therefore, what's Rabbi Yochanan's reason? Shomer Shemasil Shomer Chayiv. Shem Diyachalomer in Ritzonu Shepik Doni Biyad Acher. So here we have it, that according to the Bavli, Rabbi Yochanan holds in Ritzonu Shepik Doni Biyad Acher, and according to the Yerushalmi, there are two ways of learning it. It could be Gazein Ritzoni, and it could be because of a... No. He's believed. You're believed with the Shvuah. He's not. Now we can say as follows. The Rambam holds that the Shomer, Masir, the Shomer, Chayiv, there are two reasons. Number one, the reason of Rava and our Sugya. I believe you with the Shvuah. I don't believe him with the Shvuah. Because we always pass like Rava except for Yal Kagam. And then we also have the reason given in the Sugya in Gittin. Ein Ritzonu Shepik Doni Biyad Acher. And therefore, Shomer, Shemasir, the Shomer, Acher is going to be Chilaso b'pshia, sofo bonus, that he's chayiv. And you can't ask, so how does the Rambam that we quoted say that if there are edim, sheshomer asocha hasheni kederach hashomer b'nenas pater hashomer arishon, that if there are edim that he watched it well, the first shomer is pater, halakev shemasil shomer hasheni, im ken avalei poshia tchilaso b'pshia poshia. Chilaso b'pshia b'sofo bonus chayiv. So what's the p'tur if they're edim that the shomer ashona sheni was shomer properly? It's not shver. Why? Because since he brought edim that the second shomer guarded properly, so aglo the Muslim afraid that lo ilam there was no pshia b'misiras or lachayrim, because the shomer sheni was also shomer karoy. And this svar is in the Machane Ephraim dine shomer simchav tes that it's true shomer shemasul chomer shemasul shomer. Is considered a posheya. He shouldn't have given his bikkurim to someone else. Nevertheless, and because of this, he's mischayev. When the second guy is posheya b'shmirah, so because the Bailam said to him, "Lama lo shemarta tal, why'd you give it to someone else?" And similarly, if there's no raya that the second shomer guarded it properly, even if he's nishba that he guarded it properly, We're still mechayiv the first shomer because he can say to him, "At mehim li b'shvua, he lo minim li b'shvua." I believe you are the shvua, and I believe him the shvua. Nevertheless, when there's a raya that the second shomer is shomer karoy, and it was nigna v'nevad, then the first shomer is pater. Why? He's not mischayiv mishum tchasu b'shia b'sofa b'yones, because it turns out, Iglai Milsa, the Natar Ki Orche, that he watched it properly. And nevertheless, it was stolen. So Iglai Milsa, that it was no Pshi in the first place. And he was a trustworthy guy. The second guy was trustworthy like the first guy, so that's not Pshia. So the Chokas Yoav asks in the Madur Tinyan and Simon Tesvav and the Svar of the Machin Ephraim, but Yesh Li Yashi. So Akoponim, we have a Yisod here to explain why Shomer Shemasil Shomer is Chayiv. Because I believe you are the Shua and I believe him, like Rava. And because Ein Rason Hashem B'Gdona B'Yalachir, the two reasons. And if it's Ein Rason Hashem B'Gdona B'Yalachir, it's Chasu B'Shia B'Sofa B'Yonis. But if it turns out that he guarded it properly, it's not Pshia. Because it turns out that the second guy was a good Shomer. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, based on this Yisod, we can take it further, and we could be Miyashev the Rambam. So please stay tuned, and we will see continuing in the flows. Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom.